Do you feel, do you conceptualize yourself as having changed throughout the years? I mean, can you see yourself having changed, or do you see yourself as the same person as 50 years ago?
I see myself when you ask me to see, then I begin to see that I am changed person.
You do?
Yes. I'm not the old age, right? I become old. I was little patch here. Formerly I would be shy of speaking about him. Now I am, on the contrary, very happy to speak about him. Yeah, there is a vast change in me. There is no doubt about it. I begin to see the change in me.
Because the way you describe it, it seems like it's a gradual, you know, opening up and loving God. Just
unless his grace is on you. Grace is instantaneous.
The thing is that, at least in terms of my own self, I just don't see, you know, I see it like I come here and have these feelings, and I go back, and I have the feelings, but they get thinner and thinner and thinner, and it's...
It needs to be replenished again and
again. It's either me, or it's the environment, but I don't see a steady, you know, I don't see myself as changing, even gradually, you know, towards Bob. Do you see what
it
I mean?
It takes a long time.
It's like I'm playing this charade that I'm a Baba lover.
You have to play that charade. Yeah. You have to. The whole thing is based on imagination. That imagination, it has its own charm. All this is nothing but imagination. He was here in our midst is nothing but in imagination. He told us that I am not this what you see me, but imagine that I am. I am the real one. Yeah. So all this is based on imagination, and imagination is shattered only when you begin to love him and when you see him as he really is. Yeah. So, but it's all based. You have to kid yourself into imagining things you see and go on, stoking fire.
And I have a comment on that. May I make a comment?
Yeah, why not?
From the side of the lover?
Yeah. Don't forget that I am also a lover.
I know.
Beginning to love him.
But there's, in my own experience, I found that this happens to me to this day, that one of the most important things to me is, in order to have come to him, I at one point, sometime or other, he gave me the experience that he loved me.
Mm-hmm.
He let me know.
Right.
And what I do is I refer back to that experience again and again and again and again. Whenever I feel in any way, that's what called me, that's what drew me, that's why I came. There was a reason. Something happened that I came to him, that I longed for him, that I decided I wanted to know more about him. Something happened.
Uh-huh.
So when I was, I don't remember when exactly, some years ago, I was trying to figure out, you know, all thinking about these things. The mind was going, what is it? Why are you interested in blah, blah, blah? Something happened. I thought, what happened? And I realized what happened was, I realized that he loved me. And when I realized that he loved me, there was no out for me except to pursue him. And whenever, even to this day, whenever I feel, in fact, I practice it every day. And whenever I'm upset, what I practice is, I practice remembering the first time I ever knew that he loved me. I try to recall every particle of the experience that let me know that he loved me personally. And for me, that's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
That's wonderful.
What if we can't remember any exact moment?
Imagine one.
Right.
Imagination plays a great part. Although we foo-foo the idea of imagination, but it is the very imagination that eventually leads us to him.
It's just
the reality.
Something that's so alive. I mean, I don't know, maybe you that live here, you know, it's easier because you're in constant touch with it. But at the same time, maybe because you're in constant touch with it, you tend to take it for granted. I don't know. But it to me, it's a very, you know, tangible drying up. You know, something that was very, you know, a plant that was just blooming, mm-hmm. luscious and everything. Just, you know, and I can remember, but I can't, you know, it's like you say, yeah, I can remember when that happened, but I can remember when I was in Baba's tomb.
When it was in full bloom.
I can remember, you know, what happened and what I thought and everything, but I can't experience what I was experiencing then, which is what really throws you into that. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you can remember, I can remember Baba, but then I Baba, and then you forget. Then you go back into your, you know, and then a couple hours later you go, you know, why wasn't I thinking about Baba? You know, it's just, and, you know, it seems that it just becomes harder, and it just becomes drier, not harder. So then after a while you start thinking, you know, am I just creating this fake, you know, atmosphere of loving Baba when I'm really... not love, you know, I can remember Baba, and I can say Arati. I say Arati twice a day. But then after a while, I'm just going, oh, Pravarti. I can't even remember what I'm saying. I'm thinking about something else, and I already finished Arati. You know, here I don't do that. Here when I say Arati, I think about every word I'm saying when I'm saying it. And it's not because I'm trying to think about it. It just happens that way. Do you know what I mean? Here you don't have to try to do anything. Here you just do it.
I resigned myself to the fact.
So what harm is there when you go there and you just go on muttering things? What harm is there? What is that thing?
I don't think there's any harm.
Huh?
I don't think there's any harm.
Yeah.
I just don't, you know, and it must do some good because Baba said every time you say the Pravarti
Karta. Yeah.
But after a while, I start to begin to see myself as, you know, a hypocrite. Not that I'm not while I'm here and while I'm
but
not
he
here.
He accepts the hypocrite too.
But do you know, it's like here I'm a hypocrite. I know I'm a hypocrite, but I am happy here being a hypocrite. Do you know what I mean?
I understand that.
And there it's like, you know, it's just this
thing. That's a dry hypocrisy there.
Yeah, it's just...
This is a wet one.
And you think about him less and everything, just, you know, and all everything around you seems more real. And when you're here, all of that just doesn't exist. I mean, it's not even less real. It just doesn't exist. I mean, that's my experience. I couldn't care less what's going on, you know.
Couldn't appreciate the wet one unless you experienced the dry one.
Possibly, but 3 days ago, you know, before I was coming here, I was going, you know, I can't believe I'm going. You know, am I going, or should I go, or what's gonna happen when I get there? If I feel like this when I get there, I don't know. And I got here and it was like, you know, and I know I'm gonna go back, and it's not like I couldn't remember. It's if I could remember what it was like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you say, remember when Baba first let you know he loved you, then I could be back there and remember it all. You know. It would all make sense and all that again. But it just goes. Like that went, this goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So right now it's like I don't have to try to remember. I don't have to, you know, try to think about. You know, here you're walking. Baba walked down this road. So it's easy to think about. You know, in Mexico City, nobody. It's just everything else could follow. There's no Baba walked down the road because he didn't walk down there. You know,
that's where he wants you to be most, you see, that you then walk with him, you get him there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants. It is he wants you now to give him company there.
Mm-hmm.
So, instead, Baba is not there. If Baba is not there, then get him there. Put him there. Make him walk with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how will you begin with it? Imagine it.
Mm-hmm.
I live somewhere also where Baba didn't walk down the road. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama. There's no other Baba lovers there. And what you're talking about, yeah, I go to Myrtle Beach and I'll feel Baba very strongly. And I feel like I wish I could take this feeling, put it in a bottle, and take it, you know, back with me and look at it every now and then. And finally, I began to sometimes experience Myrtle Beach where I was. And I have to find ways to do that.
It happens. Sometimes I mean, it does happen, but But it, you know, it doesn't happen here. You don't experience here. You're just here. That's how it is, and that's all. You know, I am talking to you about Baba. Then I walk out the room and I talk about Baba. Then I go to the pilgrim center and I talk about Baba. I don't have to try to talk about Baba. That's what people do here, is they talk about Baba.
But if Raphael, if you experienced that all the time in Mexico City, you couldn't carry on.
No, but
the work that Baba's
here,
giving
here
you
Baba
to
is
do.
The host. Here he is able to extend himself to you. But when you go away, then you become his host. Right. Then you have to extend yourself to him.
Well, that would be very nice if I could do that.
Well, you just have to keep trying again and again.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to paint this
sad picture.
But it's, you know, it's just.
But it's a picture for all of us. All of us. You're not an exception. You're not an exception. Do you think that you are an exception to that? It's for us all. Yeah, it is. So that's why we have to take him with. We have to make him a constant companion. We must.
And play tricks on our own mind.
Is there any particular thing where you live that that gets you to experience Baba and gives you just that little spark of joy when you're thinking of him, whether it's music, or I don't know if you draw or paint or hearing music?
There's a million things that do that.
Oh.
But the thing is, you know, giving them the importance to go and do those things. And not have something else seem important.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. I go through that too. When I know it really makes me feel Baba to play my guitar. Mm-hmm. With how often in the past year have I played it? I was busy with school and busy.
You're always busy. You're always, you know, busy doing something until you stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not busy anymore. And then do you know what I mean?
But yeah. But what he wants is that we should involve him in every act of ours, in every thought of ours, in every word of ours. We have to, in our actions and all that. We have to involve him all the time. Doing everything because he wants me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He wants me to say such things. He wants me to think right. He wants me to act in a way that I won't displease him. Bring every time, get him involved in every act, in our very breath also.
Mm-hmm.
That is remembering him truly, instead of just vaguely thinking about him in the clouds like that. This is how to remember him in our day-to-day life.
Many times
you have to
exert. You think of that and you say, Baba wouldn't want me to do this, and you do it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so you are thinking of him, you're just not doing it.
Mm-hmm. You are doing, yeah. You're
you know what
doing,
I mean?
Yeah,
so what's the...
But don't be impatient. Continue like that. It doesn't matter. You are aware that you are doing something which he doesn't care that you should do like that. He is displeased with it, and yet you do it. But you're thinking of him that he wouldn't like it. He is displeased. Uh-huh. So that is also a first step. You are getting aware about it. So don't feel despondent over these things. Continue with what you're doing. Beg of him, beseech him, implore him. You can't get it overnight like that. It takes time. Gradual process is there. Like that. Just like this, you can't have it unless his grace is there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to exert. You have to put in all your efforts there. All your mind, all your heart should be there. It takes time. Don't feel disappointed. Don't be despondent. Just continue. Try to remember him, try to strive to love him, try to not displease him.
The problem is that when I feel disappointed and despondent, that's great, because then, you know, that means
that
he's very active.
Yeah.
The problem is when
you
don't feel despondent,
you
he just goes.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? It's like you become indifferent, which probably means he became indifferent.
Yeah.
So how do you know?
No, he doesn't become indifferent. You have become indifferent. He is always there. That's what he wants us to do. To get him involved in everything that you are doing. Which you cannot do it, so he reminds you. He makes you feel this, makes you feel sad that you couldn't.
You
couldn't do that.
You're saying, if you don't feel Baba, like I said, we have pushed him away. And sometimes after a while, it became so painful not to feel Baba that gradually you want to do things that please him. I'm just thinking of little everyday things in life. You know, I'm married, and sometimes, you know, maybe for no reason, something my husband will say or will do will bother me. No. And, you know, and I... And it's just an effort not to say, I don't like this, or, you know, and to try to catch myself. Jane Haynes once gave me a wonderful statement. Baba said, Johnny Doe, which is let it go. And I've had, it's been an exercise, and I'm still working at it, to constantly, you know, just let it go, rather than what kind of satisfaction did I get out of picking on him about this, or responding back because maybe he said something to me, you know. Right. It's just the ego. Right. So, you know, even when I do something, you get some little ego satisfaction, then you know, I didn't please Baba. And you feel, you know, that separateness. Right. So more and more, you don't want that separateness when you do feel him come closer and closer, and you want to please him more and more. I'm a very rebellious person. I've never been someone who could please Baba because you should do this and you should do that.
Right.
I'm just too rebellious for all that. So I finally, the only way I could, was able to please Baba was because I wanted his presence more, and I would feel his presence more when I was pleasing him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was out of love, you know, that I wanted his pleasure, and I wanted the pleasure for me too of his mm-hmm. presence mm-hmm. more and more. It's hard. It's an exercise.
It's just that, you know, if Baba, you know, were there, and he said, look, you're going to do this and you're going to feel dry as a bone for your, you have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Then you, well, Baba told me that. So, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't have the experience of actually, you know, getting a direct order from Baba or having met Baba or having told you do this, do that, do the other thing, where you're not using your mind, you know, it's he told me to do this, so I do it. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
When you start, you know, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and then and that's the problem, obviously. Because as soon as you're doing it, he's not doing it.
I tried it, and it's even little things. I used to commute back and forth to school every day, and little silly things come up, and I just would try to think, even with the little things, what do you want me to do, Baba? And it just would happen, whatever, you know, am I supposed mm-hmm. to talk to this person about such and such? Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. little things. I had to play games with myself
mm-hmm.
to make myself remember him. And more and more, it's funny, just the day would feel like it was just ordered by Baba all the time. The more I would do that, every person I'd run into, I'd think, oh, I hope I can meet with this person today. 2 minutes later, the person walks around the corner, the person's there, you know, just...
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know, it took practice, and you know, it still does take practice, just constantly, you know, give everything, like you were just saying to Baba, what should I do about this? Instead of, you know, you think what you want to do, just throw mm-hmm. it out. What should I do, Baba?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, for me, all the time, whatever happens is what Baba wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we're all in the same boat. We aren't as lucky as this guy and gentleman over there had the privilege of meeting Baba and, like you're saying, you know, getting orders and things. So we're all doing the same thing.
read the second paragraph, item 2 for you. So you are sore with Baba's teasing you like that, eh?
I guess you could call it that.
It is like that. But this awareness, this feeling sore about it, this total, what do you call it, confusion for all this is the game. That's what he tells us. But your duty is to continue to put in all your efforts. By hook or crook to remember him, bend your mind to it, keep him constantly with you. Try to keep him constantly with you. You cannot keep him. If you forget, don't worry. Again, try to remember him. You have forgotten 6 times. Remember him 6 more times. Like that. It it is disheartening, but he says, don't be disheartened. Keep happy. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Why does he say these things? Just throws words in the air or something like that? No, he's assuring us. Don't worry, keep happy. Continue to remember me, try your best, put in all your efforts, do so. He has assured us that he will never leave you. It means he doesn't leave you, it is we who leave him in the midst of our activities and preoccupations. All that we have to do is to grab at him all the time, hold on to him, hold on with both hands, depend on him, rely on him, like that. And,
in this regard, say you come from work, in the evening you are at home, and then you have the options. You can either play a Baba tape or read a Baba book, or you can see the TV, or you can visit a friend. Now, there's nothing wrong in any of these. Say, I go to a friend, or I watch TV. Have I taken an option which I should not have taken?
No. Why? What's there in that? You need to have a sort of a little recreation. But in that recreation, Baba also should play his game too.
Would it have been better if I had not watched TV?
No. While you are watching the TV, at the time when you are watching it, bring to your mind that Baba, say any theme is like, some theme is there. Bring to your mind that theme wherein you can involve Baba in it. While you are watching, you are laughing and bring, say there is a humorous kid there. Says Baba used to also enjoy, how we miss Baba. Had Baba seen this, he would have liked it very much. Like that. He doesn't want you to constantly be in his thought while you are so preoccupied with your family life and all that, but bring in Baba time and again. Otherwise you will be considered to be a deranged man if you all the time have Baba with you.
Also visiting people, it's an endless game. You have five friends, you've got
eight friends.
Where to draw the line? I mean, if you don't visit friends, you would get additional time to read Baba book or think of Baba.
But if you are inclined to read Baba book, be inclined to read Baba book and read. If you are inclined to pay a visit for your friend's sake, go and visit him. But when you are going there, some topic would come about, something would come out, something that would remind you of Baba, something that will make you remember Baba. Although you don't speak with the person about Baba, but something that reminds you, his attitude, his ways, his things, or your attitude, or something he has told you that has given a hurt to your feelings. So in that sense also you can remember Baba. Anything where you can involve Baba, involve him in it. It's not that we should remember Baba directly as he is or anything, but involve him in anything, any subject, any way. The thing is that we say that don't get lost in your thoughts other than Baba. We say that, isn't it? And Baba at the same time says, get yourself lost. You are the only one that comes in the way. You follow? But what sort of a losing is this? You are getting lost in something else that he doesn't want. He wants you to get lost, but he wants you to get lost in him. So, while you are getting yourself lost with your friend in your talks and this and that, always have company of him. In your thoughts. Bring thoughts of Baba in you, bring feelings of Baba in you, like that. That is the way.
Church.
Yeah.
Getting back to the idea of getting mad at Baba.
Yeah. Outbursts are there. He doesn't mind that. Yeah. On the contrary, it is good to give vent to your feelings. Yeah. But in all this, not to let go the hand on his Dharma, on him. Yeah. Hold on to him in spite of all this. That is more important. Raphael go on continuing singing his aarti, recite the prayers, even if you feel that it is hypocritical on your part because your mind is somewhere. Continue with it. Don't leave it. Because we have received assurances from the great ones that he is such that he even accepts bad coins. That's what he said. Frailties are human. We fumble, we falter, we fall. And he says that, how will I exercise my compassion if you were not so? How will I lend my hand to you if you were not to fall? But that doesn't mean that you should fall all the time and break your bones. Try to steady yourself. So, don't worry. Continue with it. Don't be too impatient. Really speaking, he says that I am very impatient for you. You say that you are impatient, but he says, I am more impatient than you are. When will you come to me? When will you be mine? So he is more impatient. He has more care and concern than what you have for your own self. So it doesn't matter. Continue with it. But important thing is the company that you keep. The environment that you create. That's very important.